Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. We're back here with Willow. And Willow has experienced pretty good things, and one of the things I want to ask Willow, and I think that, you know, being a student of the Nagani program, what does your language mean to you, Willow?
You know, I have known Ojibwe most of all my life. You know, it's kind of a part of me now. You know, I have to think about it. I have to speak it. You know, does it mean to me? You know, it's important to me because I learned it from a very young age, and I know the importance of how Ojibwe are a language in this community. You know, I don't want it to die out, and I want more young people to know about it and speak the language, learn it from our elders.
And that's a really good thing, because, you know, when I was growing on up, I know my family, they spoke it, and my grandmother, my grandparents, my aunties, you know, my uncles, my dad, and there wasn't a whole lot of other families that did.
No.
And I was surprised to learn that the old guy that lived next door to us knew how to speak it really good.
Yeah. And
I didn't even know that all them years. I didn't know that till, maybe about 30 years later.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I went on over and I seen him, and he starts speaking, so we start talking, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, and then his wife had said that he likes every opportunity to speak it, you know, mm-hmm. at that age, you know, because he thought he was losing a lot of it too.
You know, you don't know who to speak it to anymore. It's mostly the elders that I like to speak to, because you don't know who. And it's mostly the elders, and I want the younger generation so I can have conversations with them, you know?
Well, there we go. Now, people out of the Nagani program, and not just there, how are you able to find people that are speaking it, young ones?
You know, social media. I have connections with some of my friends, and they know people who speak it. And I somewhat stay in connection with my teachers from Nigane, you know. And I say, you know, who knows the Ojibwe language? Who can I have a conversation with, you know? Can you connect us?
Well, that's one way to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, elders, some of their grandchildren, they learn from their grandparents. And I speak with them.
And that's not too many of them, is it?
No.
I know, you go into Canada, yeah, all those little kids up there are speaking it up there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool, you know.
It's awesome.
It is. It is to hear their language like that, you know. I remember the first time I stepped foot into Canada, and I couldn't even believe how many kids were speaking it. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. And I wasn't even nowhere even near, you know, the level they were. And they were younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, I gotta learn this better, you know. So that's just the beginning of the journeys. You know, when you're talking about your language, you know, and you're growing up with it, you're what, about 18, 19?
17.
You're 17, okay. Here you are in college. I thought you were a little older. But I find that reassuring. I really, really do. I find that reassuring that there's people that are coming up behind me that are younger that are able to speak it, because as I'm getting older, I'm watching all of our elders exit this world, and they're taking a lot of information with them.
A lot of knowledge, yeah.
Lots of knowledge. And then I see people like you, Willow, that are coming up behind, and they are, how do I it makes my heart really glad that there's going to be others that are going to come up behind us and also know that language. Are you learning ceremony?
I do. I'm a day. I practice it every summer mostly.
Great, great, great. Because those things are going to, we're going to need, you guys are going to need them actually.
Yeah.
I'm worried about you younger people, you know. I just recently, you know, I ran into some of my younger cousins, you know, and they asked me how I was doing. I told them I wasn't doing too well, which is a fact, you know, health-wise and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you got to get better, you know, we're depending on you to help us. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, you know, that you need to step up also, you know, and take charge, take command of your life, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what's happening around you, and pay attention. The one thing I can say about our language and paying attention is that it all comes from the woods.
Yes.
You know, all of
it.
The
trees.
And everything. You know, all those lessons are out there, you know, you just mm-hmm. got to go find them. And that's where you're going to find them, you know. Ceremonies, you know, we're talking about those. And a ceremony is just like, exactly like us. We're half flesh and we're half spirit. Mm-hmm. Same way with the ceremony. It's half flesh and half spirit.
Yes.
I don't care if it's a funeral all the way to a wedding. You got to gather all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tobacco or whatever, you know, got to get a bridesmaid, groom, the mm-hmm. rings, you know, priest, food, reception.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with funerals, you know, got to all those things. And the spiritual part is once they start to pray.
Yes.
And pray over it, and then everybody witnesses it. Mm-hmm. And those are the types of things that I know that keep the circle strong for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I appreciate you coming on in.
Thank you for having me.
We've done four shows with you, and yeah, we learned a lot about Willow. Just four short shows, and maybe sometime down the road you'll come back.
All right, thank you.
All right, Willow. Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.